Kerry's trip to India comes after Prime Minister Modi visited Washington in September and discussed trade and business investment with President Barack Obama. Kerry will use his visit to set up Mr. Obama's trip to India later this month, says State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
Certainly they'll be discussing the president's upcoming trip, as well as our economic relationship, our strategic relationship, our relationship on issues like energy.
Prime Minister Modi campaigned on a platform of economic revival. As a result, the stakes are high for him at the Investor Summit, says South Asia analyst Michael Kugelman.
He won by a huge margin in the election to repair the country's economy. And it's very risky for him because there's such high expectations from the populace for him to do things and quickly.
Kugelman says the prime minister will need to assure U.S. officials that India is addressing some of the problems that have made trade and investment difficult in the past.
It's an open secret that for as much investment, as much foreign investment there has been in India over the last few decades, it still is exceedingly difficult to start businesses and to do things along those lines.
Despite past difficulties, which include bureaucratic red tape and concerns about patent protection, there are opportunities to improve U.S.-India trade ties, says South Asia Center Deputy Director Bharath Gopalaswamy.
I think the defense is a bigger sector. That's been one of the contentious sectors as well, but that's a very big sector. Education is a key area in which investment, you know, postgraduate education, collaborating with Indian universities, setting up Indian facilities, lab facilities in India that promotes these that supports higher education and research opportunities. Those are some of the key areas that are available.
Gopalaswamy says the trade relationship between the U.S. and India is still in its discovery phase, with room for significant growth. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.